The budget crisis in state and local governments is affecting the lives of Americans in hundreds of ways, big and small. In Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, it's hitting the once pristine park system. County officials have been closing parks, postponing long-needed improvements, and cutting staff. And for some park supporters, they fear the worst is yet to come. From member station WUWM, Bob Bach reports.
A small stream and autumn-painted forest bracket the ninth tee of the Hanson Park Golf Course in suburban Milwaukee, where Jerry Landbetter and his foursome are finishing their round.
It goes! Right glad I checked to make sure there were no cars on the road.
Rivers and woods are predominant features in many of the parks and golf courses that make up the 15,000-acre Milwaukee County Park System that Landbetter visits often.
It's one of the finest that I've ever seen. And to have this many golf courses right in the city limits is unheard of. Whoever set up this system many years ago, they did a great thing.
Socialist politicians dominated local government here when the park system began to take shape in the 1920s. By 1960, they had added a marina, zoo, and dozens of new parks. But about a dozen years ago, cracked swimming pools, crumbling pavilions, and other signs of neglect began appearing. Many improvements were put off when elected officials began to squeeze the park's budget for other services. Recently, increased pension liabilities and a no-tax hike pledge by newly elected County Executive Scott Walker stretched the budget even thinner. But Walker says he's not to blame for the park's decline.
It's something that's often bantered around that somehow this is just because of my obsession with a tax levy limit. But the fact of the matter is, even if they disregarded it down at the county board, we'd still be a long way from filling in these gaps because of, again, the pension, the sick leave benefits of the past.
The park system was developed in large part so that workers could escape the drudgery of Milwaukee's factories and spend time with their families, says Milwaukee's last serving socialist mayor, Frank Zeidler. He says it was designed to act as the lungs of the city.
It allows people who are under the pressure of the daily life in the city to get into closer touch with nature and to recreate themselves physically and probably spiritually, if I can use that word. And I know that works.
Near a naked flagpole and boarded-up clubhouse of Milwaukee County's Doane Park, geese rip at a green on the par 3 course, one of several that closed recently. Parks advocate Jim Price says Doane Park is clear evidence that the once outstanding park system is in crisis.
The past 5 years or so, people have noticed that the grass isn't getting mowed as regularly, that things aren't getting picked up. But now we're seeing, you know, when it really comes home is when they actually start to close down facilities because they can't maintain them.
Other supporters fear that unstaffed parks will be vandalized or become hangouts for criminals. Milwaukee historian John Gerda criticizes the local politicians who promote budget cuts and tax freezes, saying they are committing cultural suicide.
I think there's a larger question involved here, and that is the rise of a selfishness in our society, and I think people have less regard for the commonwealth, the common good. I do not see that turning around anytime soon.
Some new ideas have surfaced to bolster this once renowned resource, but some, like an additional local sales tax, face an uphill fight, and many who treasure these parks fear for their survival in the era of budget cuts. For NPR News, I'm Bob Bach in Milwaukee.